The Yukon Quest leaders are closing in on Dawson City right now. It looks like Hans Scott will be the first into the checkpoint. According to trail observers, he made a gutsy move between Eagle and Dawson, cutting rest to only 1 or 2 hours to get out in front. The other race leaders, Lance Mackey, Hugh Neff, and Zach Steer, all rested several hours along the 150-mile run from Eagle. The first musher to Dawson wins 4 ounces of gold for being first to the race's halfway point. Steer, who placed second in his only other Quest run in 2004, says the four top teams are closely matched.
No one's going to slow down that I can tell right now. I mean, they're all quality dog teams. They're all quality. All the dogs seem to be in pretty good shape. Good dog drivers.
Hugh Neff, runner-up in last year's Quest, says the lead teams include a lot of experienced dogs.
Basically, it's going to come down to not names of mushers anymore, but you know, how the teams are doing, and that's what it's really all about. And I'm blessed that I've got about half these guys who've done this race a few times, so I'm sure Lance does too, as well as Hans. And I know Zach has John Little's main leader from last year's team, so we all have dogs up front that know where they're going.
The front runners are on record pace. A second group of mushers trailing behind them by several hours includes veterans Ken Anderson, Sonny Lindner, Jerry Willemitzer, and Brent Sass, and rookies Abby West and Josh Cadzo. Willemitzer, who was third in his last Quest in 2007, says he's refocused his race after dropping 3 key dogs.
I have nothing else to worry about than make sure that team looks good. So it takes a lot of pressure off of me, you know. Racing for fifth is not as hard as racing for first.
Veteran Brent Sass of Fairbanks is in a similar situation. He's dropped 5 dogs, all leaders, but remains upbeat.
The race plan is way different than it was when I started. But that's why this is so much fun. Like I'm looking forward to it, and you know it's a bit of survival at this point with only 9 dogs and 650 miles left in the race. It's, you know, I got to make sure I take care of my dogs, and if I do that, I will have a great finish.
Rookie Abby West is down to 10 dogs, but isn't giving up either.
I'm just running my team, and that's it. If I place well, I place well. If not, I'm still going to finish.
While there has been some dog attrition in this year's race, the entire musher field is intact. All 24 teams that started in Fairbanks Saturday are still on the trail.